We age-dated several of these paleo shorelines, which are found at different depths and could generate a sea level curve from 14,500 years ago to 13,780 years ago, showing these stops and starts. From these data, we could make assumptions about the rate of sea level rise. For example, the vertical elevation difference between S2 and S3 is about 9 meters. R2 means sea level rise number 2. The age difference between paleo shorelines S2 and S3 is 500 years. Let's assume that it took 250 years to make S3 shoreline. Most likely, S3 formed more quickly than this, but we will make a simple assumption that 50% of the time elapsed was needed to create the paleo shoreline, and 50% was time elapsed for sea level to rise. This means that sea level rose 9 meters in 250 years, or 36 millimeters per year. We can do the same for R3 and determine a sea level rise rate of 55 millimeters per year. If the shorelines formed more quickly, the rate of sea level rise would be slower. Even so, the 36 to 55 millimeter per year rates are much faster than the global average sea level rate of 3.2 millimeters per year we see today, and still much faster than the approximately 10 millimeter year rise that is projected to occur, given that today's prediction of anthropogenically induced sea level rise of about 1 meter by the year 2100 is realized. Using paleo shorelines, we can determine that nature produced very fast, short-term sea level rise without the help of humans.